Blog Talk Radio.
3. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon a psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, O Yah, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in thy hand. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Those that planted in the house of Yah shall flourish in the courts of Yah. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that Yah is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name. Some are praise to sing with our voice and string. Some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
some are praise
Yahweh,
praise him. He is the Elohim of the Israelites. He is Yahweh, our sovereign King. It is good to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, O Most High.
Greetings, bless you, and welcome to another show. I'm Sister Ashley. We're going to get right into it. I want to read Psalm 24:6. This is the generation of them that will seek him and seek his face. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Thanks for tuning in. Bless you and welcome again and again to my aged mothers and those of experience. Shalom and shout out to you. Double honor and blessings to leaders and elders. I've got a fun show prepared for you. You might hear a little bit of a rawness in my voice from coughing this week, but I'm doing really well. So, jumping over to Mother Jennifer, kick it off. Let's get a sound check from your voice, Mother Jennifer. Read an email.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ashley, and shalom to all the daughters of Zion. First email says, shalom, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Double honor and blessings to your master's household. I'm going to try my best and not make this email long, but I'd like to give a testimony of growth and strength to my friend, Sister Malia. I know this Roman year has been a lot to process for you. I know there's been a lot of unexpected things to happen, but my sister, you have taught me to be strong. Even in the midst of adversity, you're teaching me to be unwavering. Probably one of the most hardest things, if not the hardest, has taken place in your life. But you wear Yah's strength and his peace daily. You proved and still are proving your love for Yah. I've watched you come into my master's home and submit to him willingly. You've been a great asset to his family, helping wherever you can, taking the initiative to do things that I may or may not get to in that moment. We went from seeing each other on Shabbat to living with each other, having pointless conversations on polo, to actually having spiritual conversations. I've seen you overcome in many areas. Keep fighting and enduring. I thank you for motivating me to be an even better wife, mother, and sister. I can only hope and pray that your love and friendship continues to grow, that our love and friendship continues to grow. Love you dearly, Sister Constance. Hallelujah. So beautiful. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. Sister Melita, bless you. You know, you came into our house after the passing of your husband, and it was completely by surprise. I caught you unaware and everyone else and those who love him the most. And you came in. You did everything that I asked you to do, which I hope I didn't require anything of you more than your own circumstance, as I considered every emotion that you may have to filter. I wanted to send you a bless you and a thank you. I love your children as if they're my own, and you didn't have to prove yourself to me, but you did. You really did want to do whatever Deacon Bell needed from the time you got there. You and your three little ones lived in one room for as long as you needed to, and you were willing to do that as long as would have been required of you. So I send my appreciation and gratitude out to you tonight. Thank you, Sister Constance. Beautiful email. And let's go to the next one.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, Shalom and many blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. She says, it is hard for me to pick just one sister to show gratitude towards because I've received and continue to receive so much love from many at our Straightway Georgia Assembly. Since we first started to fellowship in 2021, they have not only loved on me, but have showed me so much charity to my husband's oldest daughter as well. Whether it's a message to see how I am, enjoying genuine fellowship, or tarrying with me during deliverance, they have showed with their actions how to truly be a sister rooted in the Most High. More recently, as I became pregnant with my master's second child, I was able to experience another great example of their commitment. Throughout the pregnancy, I was wonderfully cared for by Mother Jennifer and Sister Jeanette. While I had an overall healthy pregnancy physically, spiritually, there was a lot of baggage I carried from my first pregnancy. Thankfully, these two sisters counseled me and stood by my side to get freedom through deliverance and submission. They continue to remind me to keep my focus on the Father and to enjoy the journey and the blessing of being with child. I was able to see the fruit of my deliverance not only during the labor and delivery, but in the demeanor of my husband's new child. Since being born, she has exhibited a calmness and peace that still pleasantly surprises me to this day. I give glory first to the Most High Yah, but also want to acknowledge Mother Jennifer and Sister Jeanette Vasquez for their role in supporting me in such a special but vulnerable time. I also would like to thank every sister in Georgia for their continued fervent charity that I do not take for granted. Much shalom, my family. Jasmine Basham. Hallelujah. What a beautiful testimony. And I will say that Sister Jasmine was one who just follows instructions. She just wants to fall in line, and she asks for instructions, and she will follow the instructions that you give her. So when you have someone that submits to such a great high level, the Father just truly blesses. And I just want to really show my gratitude as well toward Sister Jeanette, because she's, you know, very knowledgeable when it comes to midwifery. But she's also very knowledgeable and learning more when it comes to the spiritual realm. So it was a pleasure and an honor for me to be able to be involved in this pregnancy and this delivery. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Not sure if you guys have heard Pastor's video and the comment that he made. It's the first time I've ever heard him say it ever, what he said. He's seeing women that are actually making a turn, seeing a shift in us. And that shift would be, of course, towards the vision of restoration that the Father has for us. So I would like to extend my gratitude to each of you who are working towards that goal, those who endure me, those who love me, and to each of you that I love. We have quite a few women that are grateful tonight and wanted to express their gratitude to someone using this platform and this show. So these emails will be gathered and read tonight. And then, Mother Jennifer, do you believe we'll have phone calls?
Yes, ma'am, I do believe we'll have phone calls. Like you said, there are a lot of women who really desire to voice their gratitude and to show their gratitude. And I believe we'll have phone calls, we'll have emails rolling in. And like you always say, these will make the show. So it'll be as long or as short, you know, as the sisters decide. But I do believe we have a lot to be said just about the love between the women. Mr. Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let's go. Another email.
Next email says, Shalom and many blessings to you, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Continual double honor to all of Straightway Leadership and families. I would like to give a big shout out to my daughter, Sister Alyssa. I'm so grateful for your submission, honor, and obedience to Yah, your Abba, and myself. Thank you also for all the labor that you do in my master's home as you continue to strive on your own salvation journey. I love you, Ema. That's from Sister Allison. So that was to Sister Alyssa, to her daughter, from Sister Allison. Beautiful, very beautiful. Sister Ashley?
It is beautiful. Sister Allison and I, man, can I say we go way back? We go way back. Alyssa and I go way back. I took Alyssa on a walk the last time. Of course, I asked her mother, you know, can I take a walk with your daughter? And we did. We had a great time. You know, just wanted to extend my love to her while she was here on a visit to the land. And I just wanted to hear about her. You know, just let her talk about her. Nothing about me, nothing me teaching her, nothing me pouring anything into her. She's got a mother. She's got a father. I just wanted to hear from her. And it was lovely. You know, she's, gosh, 15 years old. Look at me in the eyes now, you know, instead of holding my hand or walking with her mother. So we get to see some of these young women grow up and be the best examples we can be. Let's give a shout-out to Straightway South Carolina. Miss Allison being a part of that group, of course. Straightway South Carolina being united now. They still have great singers. They've done, y'all already know, if you've been to Straightway South Carolina's website, you know some of those early, gosh, was it 7, 8 years ago at least, that some of those songs started coming out. They're really beautiful, and I've been listening to them. A lot of throwbacks that are nice, just really going back to my first love this summer. And I want to play Lift Your Name from the Tribal Talks Volume 2, Beloved Heritage Presents, Speak Words of Faith. This is Straightway South Carolina United. You can find it on YouTube. It's short. Each of these songs are really short. They're all intended for our children, and I just really, really love them. Thank you, Sister Allison, for everything that you did with South Carolina as the Mosiah has moved you forward. Hallelujah. That was Lift Your Name from Tribal Talks Volume 2. Find it on Straightway South Carolina United. Let's go to the next email, Mother Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to remind you all as well that you can call in 515-602-9654. You can call in and we will take your call. We will take your expression of gratitude by phone line. Next email says, Shalom and blessings to you, my sister and my mother. Blessings and double honor to our pastor and all the men of Yah leading the flock. Not growing up with sisters or even a lot of girl cousins, the sisterhood in Straightway is something I've cherished greatly. Sort of hard to pick one sister. Today, though, I want to say I'm grateful for my sister Therna from the house of Brother Dante Wade. grateful for her joyous disposition, for her sincere desire to serve Yah and his people, her loving and holding those around her accountable, grateful for her investing time in and loving my master's children as her own. I do pray Yah continue to strengthen and mold her into all he desires her to be. Also, that Yah multiply blessings into her masters for their obedience and their faithfulness. Hallelujah. That was from Sister Jasmine Teemer to Sister Therna Wade. So, hallelujah. Beautiful testimony. I do remember the first time we saw Sister Therna come in, and I just want to say that the thing that really stands out to me is just how loving she is toward her children, never looking to pawn them off on someone else, but just always truly, really enjoying the presence of her children. And I love to see that in a mother. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Love to hear it from two women that are living together, you know, two families that have come together under one roof. If you remember Therna, she's the one on our Straightway YouTube page, Straightway Hope Meets. Father, I hate this separation. Y'all remember that song? And it was by the laundry room. We used to do the laundry room tunes, and we was trying to find a good acoustics on the land. And we had some good days. So we stepped outside, sang that song. If y'all remember, there was 7 or 8 of us, and we practiced and messed up and practiced and messed up, so we just stepped outside and hit it. But we had a good time. So bless you, Sister Therna. Next email.
Next email says, Shalom, blessings, Mother Jennifer and Mama Ashley. I want to send my shout-out to my little sister in South Carolina, Eden. She has taught me so much, her kind-hearted spirit that is pleasant and willing to serve. I know she is a great blessing in her father's household. I'm so very proud of you, Eden. Continue to stay encouraged and keep growing. And that is from Sister Alyssa. Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Eden. I remember the day you were born, and you have just truly grown beautifully. So bless you. Sister Ashley?
Why do you remember the day that she was born? Go on and tell us. That's a cute story.
I remember the day she was born because the midwife during that time, Sister Heather, was the midwife for Sister Shalaya, and she was the midwife for myself as well. And Sister Heather was on her way to South Carolina to deliver Sister Eden while I went into labor. And so I remember calling Sister Heather, expecting her to, you know, to arrive in Georgia soon. But she said, oh, I'm on my way to South Carolina to deliver a baby. And so Eden and Mariah were born, if not the same day, I think it was maybe one day apart. So I'll never forget that. But Eden has definitely grown into a beautiful young daughter of Zion. Sister Ashley?
I agree. Hey, Eden, I'm going to play something for you. You was a young girl when this came out. Tyler Toons, The Dietary Law. Remember, Sister Tamika? I'm going to play this real quick. I literally just pulled this up. No, I did not know that anyone was writing an email giving a shout-out to Eden. I just checked this out this week. Of course, every time you raise a little one, you start to go back, play the same things for your children, you know? At least we do in that pattern. So Tyler Toons, Dietary Law. We had a class. Often we would gather and teach our children, and this was Tamika's class. And if I'm not mistaken, Tamika, you kicked it off. You were the first one, I think, that did teaching for our little ones back when all of our boys were young. And Ajali came out. All the families around came out, and we had this class. Now, check this out, Tamika. You're going to hear your voice.
Home children, this is Sister Tamika. Today we are doing the dietary law class. So I am here. We're going to learn today. It's going to be a great day. We're going to learn about clean and unclean animals and the dietary laws of Yahweh. Come join us.
What is the dietary law?
You hear that? That was Eden. That's her voice. Now she's getting taller and taller, and she's the firstborn daughter of four daughters. But check it out. I like this song for the little ones.
The dietary law of Yahweh teaches me to know the difference between the clean and unclean. Please no.
a special shout-out to you, Eden. You're sitting right beside your dad as he played the piano. I know you remember that moment. Next email, Mother Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, Shalom, beloved mother and sister Ashley. May the Most High continue to smile upon you with his loving kindness and tender mercies. First, I would like to show my gratitude to my sisters at Straightway Kentucky East. I love you all, and thank you for playing such a vital part in my growth. Thank you for enduring me, loving and supporting me, and allowing me into your lives. If I may start by sharing my gratitude to Sister Erica. Sister Erica, I love you, and I appreciate your pureness. I thank Yah for you because you have shown me how to submit not only naturally, but also in my mind, and to be at peace after. Watching you has helped me to see that Yah is truly your banner, and since he's yours, he can be mine too. I thank you for pouring into Chloe as you have and being so sweet and kind to her. My sister is small in stature but so strong spiritually. The law of kindness is truly on her lips, and she's a great example to me. The next sister I'd like to say thank you to is my dear sister Kiera. I've never had the chance to tell her how much of an inspiration she is to me. I appreciate her soberness, her strength, her going outside of what is comfortable for her to make sure the daily, weekly, and monthly tasks are accomplished, and her unwavering submission to Elder and Sister Erica. She inspires me because looking at her showed me the areas that needed improvement. She knows when to press in and when to hold my hand if I need it, and I see that very clearly. Thank you, Sister Kiera. She says, oh, power to the people, sis. Sister Candace, I love you. My sister has such a gentle spirit, and I appreciate that. I appreciate her ability to slow things down, gain a good understanding, and press forward literally with blinders on. She truly is about the mission. I appreciate her love for hospitality, her ability to complete tasks, and how much knowledge she has but will never force it on anyone unless she is asked. I call her Dr. Candace, a whole Hebrew doctor. I truly glean from my sister and my friend. Sister Michelle, I love you, and I appreciate your dedication. No matter what may be going on, she won't stop until the job is done. I appreciate her humor, her spirit of excellence, her strength, and even when no one says a word, she presses on and encourages herself. Simply amazing. Sister Lucia, my warrior sister, I appreciate her resilience, her praise, her encouragement to me, and how she humbles herself to fall in line when right, or even when wrong. I love how sensitive to conviction she is, and if she might have done or said something wrong, she'll go directly to that person and repent completely, quickly. I gain strength from her and love you. I really could go on. Thank you, Straightway Kentucky East Sisters, for blessing me in my growth, helping me care for my children when my husband is away, and truly caring for my soul. I love you and appreciate every single one of you. May Yah continue to bring us closer as we love as Messiah loves in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And that was from Sister Deira. That was beautiful, very thorough and very beautiful, and it truly does speak to the spirit of the women of Straightway Kentucky East. And I just echo everything, starting with Sister Erica, you know, her being small in stature, but just truly being mighty and humble in spirit. And the law of kindness is truly always on her tongue. And I always just love to watch her and just see her growth. Every time I see her, whether it be at the feast or her coming to visit here, Straightway Georgia, but I always see growth in her. So bless you all, sisters of Straightway Kentucky East. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Beautiful. I appreciate how she can find something good in every woman around her and realize the vital parts that, and roles that they play in her life. It's beautiful. That's the mind that we're supposed to have towards one another. Thank you. Bless you. Go ahead, Mother Jennifer, next email.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, I wanted to say many thanks to the sisters on community, starting from Mother Carol, Sister Summer, Mother Jennifer, Mother Chris, Sister Evelyn, Sister Lucia. Their hospitality and kindness really humbles me, and I really appreciated them when we visit their homes. Bless you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Love this Sister to Sister blog talk. And that is from Sister Soon. You know what I really love about Sister Soon is wherever they are, she just fits right in. She will come right in and she will just, whatever you're doing, she will just go right in and help. You know, she'll ask questions and she's always, just always there until the task is finished. So she was here for phase one of the block party that we had here a few weeks ago. And she was with us from, you know, early in the morning until late in the evening. We had some really late nights and she really did hang in there. So bless you, Sister Soon. We love you. We love Brother Shannon. And that's all I have. Sister Ashley?
I love Sister Soon. She's been respectful to me from the, you know, respectful towards me, very friendly towards me from the day that I met her. She makes sure she finds me, you know, when she comes to the land for the feast and stuff. And we laugh together. We've, you know, talked health together. Y'all wouldn't know that I know her dad, you know, from a distance, you know, to the best of my ability with her allowing me to know him. And, you know, his, was it a polo that you sent me and a picture you sent me? Just keeping me posted with him and his health and their relationship. And I don't know, just it makes me feel like family when you know intimate things about one another, you know, that you can know somebody year after year, their faithfulness, their coming around, their consistency, and then even know something about them that's personal and private to them. So it's really precious to me, but shout out to you, Sister Soon. Bless you. Next email.
Next email says, Shalom and blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I wanted to express my gratitude to Sister Selena for showing me what a beautiful friendship looks like. She always puts others first and is very dedicated. Just by observing her, she has become an incredible example for me and others. If it weren't for the Father, I may not have had the chance to meet or talk to her. I'm truly thankful to the Father for bringing her into my life. She has been one of the many people who have helped me grow spiritually. I want to thank you, Sister Selena, for being a loving, kind, and honest daughter in Israel. I've witnessed your growth, and your spirit inspires me. I'm truly grateful. There's so much more I'd like to say, but we can save that for our talks on Shabbat. And that is from Sister Alexia. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am, I agree wholeheartedly. Selena has definitely been an example to the young daughters of Zion, and it just really is lovely to see that the younger daughters have someone to look up to, someone to listen to, and they know that with Selena they're going to get wise counsel from Yah. It's never from her flesh. It's always the word spoken from Yah, and it she truly does have the law of kindness on her tongue as well. Sister Ashley?
Hi, hallelujah. Let me hit you with another song from Straightway South Carolina United YouTube page. We go back in the day, me and South Carolina, just, I mean, I've contacted them before with needs of, hey, can you write me a song? You know, can you write me a song for the show? Can you write me a song for this, that, and the other, whatever? And they do it. They write it. They put their music together. They produce it. This is very talented. And I give honor to Brother Brennan and Shalea because they are talented and because they give their talent to the Father. You know, so many people are gifted naturally with the ability to produce music, sing, write, or whatever, and they give it to the world, you know. And, hey, thank you very much. But this is called Power to Stand. And this is on my heart to just share with you all throughout the night, just to play little clips, let you know these songs are out there, that you can find them. And if you have small children, they'll really, really fall in love with worshiping the Father to this music.
For the weapons that we fight with, not for the mighty in Yahweh, for overthrow is strong. Yes. Yes. We move everything.
Come together, knowledge of our God.
So he.
Take captive
every thought you make. It'll be.
Next email, let's hear some more gratitude.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, Shalom and blessings. I thank the Father for all of my sisters here in North Carolina. I have learned so much from them all, and it is an honor to be able to live amongst these women that are striving for righteousness and holiness. There is one sister, though, that I want to highlight, and it's my dear sister Karen. She has a beautiful spirit. She is faithful, loving, always makes herself available, gives the best advice based on the word, just a great example of a Hebrew woman. I'm thankful for all the time she has helped me, and most of that help was by watching her footwork, her example. May Yah continue to bless my sister and her children greatly. Proverbs 31:25-27, she is strong and respected and not afraid of the future. She speaks with a gentle wisdom. She is always busy and looks after her family's needs. Many blessings to all my sisters in Israel. And that is from Sister Ashley. Hallelujah. Beautiful testimony. I'm really enjoying, you know, in the world, Sister Ashley, we're taught to just as women to tear each other down. So it's a blessing for me to be able to read these emails that that we have going on here in the faith in Israel. And it just shows that, you know, the women's minds here have been redeemed and just restored, and that we, instead of tearing down, are just building up. And I think it's a beautiful thing to listen to. Sister Ashley?
Hey, praise y'all. I want to show some gratitude tonight for Sister Tia. Tia's on the land. She won't stop until the mission's accomplished, and whatever I ask of her is always immediately taken care of. It's as good as done. I appreciate having her. Appreciate knowing her. Much love to you, Tia. Abigail, bless you. Gratitude to you and for you. You've been through a lot. You've never been an endurance to me or to this land. You are always on time to every job. I love your laugh. Hallelujah. Granny Barb, gratitude for her tonight. The children, you know, the Bell children, Deacon's family, that spent the night with her, and even at her age, you know, she also saved up money for every child on the land and passed it out like a little inheritance gift or whatever they wanted to spend it on. And our children bought watches and multi-tools, if you know anything about multi-tools or, you know, just tools for a man to carry on his belt and walk around with. You know, the boys wanted that. But just the years of pouring into me and now doing adult care with Granny Ruth, she still comes to this show, and that's very humbling for me. I want to show some gratitude to Grandma Vicky. Her experience and her years and years of experience and knowledge is priceless. I probably gave her more of a hard time, all with honor, of course, about her experience and, you know, begging her to pour it into the next generation before she goes to meet our Father. But she has nurtured me, believe it or not. As quiet as Grandma Vicky is, she is a nurturer. And she's first aided me, and she's first aided the boys, and she's been the first aid kit here for many, many years. I don't see anyone feeling that, Grandma Vicky, sorry. You're going to just have to do that, okay? I don't see anyone wanting to do what you have done with a needle and Band-Aids. Jesus help us. And Granny Diane, bless the Most High, Yah. For Granny Diane, she made herself a friend to me and a best friend to me for many years since I got here. She never wavered. No matter how wrong I've been or right I've been, no matter what was in me or coming out of me, she's been an ear for me and a friend for me for many years. And I love you, Granny Diane. But hallelujah. Back to the emails, Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, Shalom and blessings to you, beloved Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I thank the Father for his mercy and everything he does for his people in never forsaking us. Thank you both for loving the Father and continually pouring into us daughters and enduring us. I have great gratitude in my heart for all saints of Yah striving and pressing to perfection and holiness. But these are the few sisters that impact me the most. My mom, Sister Kia Campbell. My mom has brought me up under my dad in ways that lined up with the ways of Yah. My dad and mom has raised me in a way that has helped me and impacted me so much as I'm growing into a woman, and it saved me from many mistakes I would have made in my life without the protection and the provision. I know this show is for the sisters, but I have to give honor to my father, Travis Campbell. He has loved Yah and is a true student of the word. He has taught my mom so much before I was even born that she was able to pour into me and teach me how to cook, clean, and serve at a very young age. My mom has saved me from many mistakes in life before and after coming into the faith. My mom loves Yah and the culture of being agricultural. From the garden to the kitchen, she has a great joy and zeal. Thankful for you, Ma, and I pray you keep striving and growing for Yah. Yah loves you and will never forsake you. Thank you for being willing to submit to your master and Yah in his ways. Bless you, Dad, for everything you have done and continue to lead your home in holiness. I love y'all both. Sister Ashley Bell, Sister Ashley is so much to me. She has helped me ever since I met her. She pours into me so much and has been an example for me in many ways. I thank her for her selfless heart and striving for Yah, no matter the circumstance, and being real about the fight and never sugarcoating. Words can't describe the gratitude in my heart for her. I see Yah in her, and I see the fruit of enduring and pressing through rough times, but still cleaving to Yah and trusting in his words and promises. She showed me the way of surrendering and being humble before the King, all through the Spirit of Yah. Her words of encouragement and heart in knowing Yah through his Spirit and word has helped me so much in this walk. Yah used her and still does to help me in many ways. Bless you, Sister Ashley, and I love you so much. Thank you for yielding to Yah. Bless you, Deacon Bell, and thank you for pouring into Sister Ashley. Sister Bobby Muse, Sister Bobby also pours into me and strives greatly for holiness. I'm thankful for her lot in pouring into us young daughters and really loving us how Yah loves and not how the world teaches what love is. She is a great example of a mother and sister. She is selfless and truly wants the best for everyone. She speaks the reality, and I love that she doesn't sugarcoat either and speaks in meekness at the same time. Thank you, Sister Bobby, for loving Yah and raising beautiful children under the righteousness of your master. Bless you, Big Freeman, and surrendering to Yah for his name to be glorified and go through the fire to come out with a beautiful testimony of how great Yah is to his people. I love you and bless you for your labor of love for Israel. It is not in vain. And Sister Nadia Campbell, my beloved sister and friend Nadia is a great friend and encourager in Yah. Me and Nadia grew close to each other very quickly, and we both agreed and made up in our mind that we would be a holy example of a friendship to the younger daughters under us. She has a great love for Yah, and she is a great example to me of how young women should act in general. She is also always willing to drop what she is doing to help others and not thinking twice about it. She cleaves so much to Yah, and it has been an honor to glean and learn from her in Yah. I thank Yah for you and all the times you have shared your heart and helped me without even knowing you did. You shared so much wisdom of what to do and what not to do and saved me from many mistakes. I love you so much, and thank you for following your dad and mom in Yah's ways. Bless your master's home. Bless you, brother, cousin Lee. There are many more I could thank and be typing all day, but I'm thankful for every sister that has poured to me and directly me back to Yah to build my relationship with him. Blessings, family, and shalom. And that is from Sister Ziana. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. Hallelujah. I love you, Ziana. I love you so much. I know you're listening. She always sends me her. Have a great show. Right before the show, I'd like to thank her mama, Kia, who's sometimes she's Kaya. Just give a laugh because I always just don't say it wrong. Kia Kaya. And hey, for trusting me with your daughter, I do always speak with respect to you and your husband. So praise Yah for strong relationships and bonds. And thank you, Zionna. Keep loving the Father. Keep loving the Father. Hey, back to Straightway South Carolina United. Let's hear a clip from Wash Me Clean.
Tell me, will you listen?
If you're calling in tonight, remember guest call in 310-982-4226 if you want to share your gratitude. And you got somebody in your heart and you want to call in, please step away from your computer. All right, so there's no feedback. It's best also not to be speaking to us through speakerphone, okay? So let's see if 770 desires to speak to us. You are live, 770, bless you, and shalom. Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear y'all. This is Sister Jasmine from Straightway, Georgia, going to Straightway, Cleveland.
Hallelujah, Jasmine from Georgia going to Cleveland. Oh, praise y'all. Good to hear your voice. I'm excited that you're going to Cleveland and you're going to be with the Cragos and you're going to be with the community there, building up that homestead and that community there in Cleveland. I'm excited about it. She's the one, if you remember, her and her husband, her family, they are moving to be on community for the first time ever. Hallelujah. Jasmine, talk to us. What you got? Who's on your heart?
Oh, so I was like, I don't want to be that sister, but there's so many sisters that I would love to give gratitude for, and I want to start with Mother Jennifer and you. And there's just, of course, we've all been through a lot, and I just want to let y'all know how much I appreciate you. And I appreciate the love, the long-suffering, and the endurance that y'all have had with me in this entire walk. You, Sister Ashley, teaching me to stand strong in my faith, and Mother Jennifer just really showing me how to keep a sound mind and be a capable woman. So I really appreciate y'all for that. My sister, Natiri, and Madison, my daughter, so much gratitude for them. This journey has been amazing. And it without them, I wouldn't know how to really truly love. And I think I text somebody. I said, polygyny is next level perfection, because being in a polygynous family, Neytiri has showed me that how to love and how to submit. And even this amount of years in, I'm still learning to submit. And Madison, my daughter, she's just a beautiful example, growing example of holiness and righteousness for me, and she continues to show me where I fall short and how I need to perfect myself for her, and I'm really grateful for that. Sister Selena, she was the first person I thought of when Mother Jennifer put the Marco Polo out, and I can honestly say our conversations about Yah are never exhausted. We could sit and talk about Yah for hours, and it just doesn't get boring, and I really appreciate that in her. She's sound in mind. She's one of those sisters that you could say, hey, sis, I'm dealing with something. I think I need some deliverance. She's never one to shy away from it. She's always wanting to help see her sister get free. She's always willing to help get the sister free, and I just love her so much. And even us being approximately a decade apart in age, our conversations are so mature, and they're just filled with holiness and righteousness and iron sharpening iron. I just couldn't be more grateful for the friendship that I have with this. And I think, like, you know, there's no disappointing thing about moving to community, but I'm going to miss her so much not seeing her every day like I would normally do. I only have a few more. Sister Aya in Finland, bless you, Sister Aya, for your endurance. She is very good at making sure that the sisters that don't have fellowship around them, she brings them all together on the Skype call, and it's just the most intimate and amazing thing ever, and I enjoy fellowshipping with them. And sometimes on Shabbats, they get to, via Skype, they get to sing with Georgia during dinner, and, you know, I just appreciate her putting forth that extra effort, even though she's not around the saints. She's never, ever forsaking the fellowship, and I'm really happy about that with her. And then the last person is Sister Casey down here in Straightway, Georgia. The love of Yah really flows out of her when it comes to dealing with people's children. She deals with children, and she loves children as if they are her own. Like, you could never tell that they weren't. You couldn't tell that they didn't come from her womb. Love that just pours out of her, and I'm grateful for it, because it's not only me that saw it or Neytiri that saw it. Even my husband was very comfortable with her being around his children. Like, you know, he's a man, he's protecting his children, but he's like, you know, her spirit is just beautiful. So Sister Casey teaches the pre-K children at Straightway, Georgia, and she literally goes above and beyond with every single thing that she does when it comes to teaching these children. And she will work with them. She will do one-on-ones with them, and it's just a beautiful thing to see, and it's a beautiful thing to be a partaker of, because it's not. She brings a whole new balance to it. Takes a village to raise the children, and I'm just happy to be in the same village as her. And I just want to say bless you to the sisters at Straightway Cleveland, and at Straightway Georgia. But Nanny and Christina, or sorry, Sister Sonia, Christina, I cannot wait to come home. And that's all I have.
Hey, hallelujah. Sister Aya says, oh, Jesus, bless you, beloved Sister Jasmine. We all love and appreciate your real love and honor that's in you. That's from the chat room tonight. Thank you, chat room, for keeping it going and just listening so attentively. Mother Jennifer, that's Jasmine in Georgia right there. Are you losing somebody? What's going on when she moves to Cleveland? Are you losing? Are you gaining? What's the shift going to be like?
Oh, we're going to gain, Sister Ashley, because they're going to learn so much more around the Cragos. And we're just truly going to gain so much more as a whole. You know, when Straightway Cleveland comes together with Straightway Georgia, or should I say the southern communities, we're just really going to be blessed even more. I mean, what the House of Demetrius has added has been amazing. And so I just look forward to the growth that's going to take place with them being around Sister Sonia, we call her Nanny, and Sister Christina. So I truly look forward to their growth. So we are gaining. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah, you are gaining. Sister Jasmine, thank you for calling in, breaking that silence on those phone lines, and being willing to express your heart tonight. Anything else you want to say before you go?
No, ma'am. Nothing but that I love you and Mother Jennifer oh so much, and blessings to the house of Pastor Dowell, Mother Carol, Mama Nellie, Sister Summer. I love y'all dearly.
Hallelujah. Praise y'all. Bless you. Bless you. Good
bless
night.
You.
Shalom. She don't know. Mm-hmm. She's never been an endurance to me, though she said she has. You have not been an endurance to me. Someone who's continually working on themselves and progressively moving forward will never be an endurance when you're perfect in the state that you're in. We're supposed to be strength to one another. And Jasmine and I have found a great way to build a relationship. Gosh, it started years ago, literally years ago. Nateri and Jasmine have been very faithful to their friendship with me, unwavering. Bless you and hallelujah. Let's go to another email.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say for those who desire to call in, you may not hear a prompt that will tell you to press 1. So when you call in, 310-982-4226, press the number 1, and you'll automatically be put into the queue. So if you don't hear instructions saying to press the number 1, press the number 1 anyway, and you'll be put into the queue to actually speak to us. Next email says, blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude for all that you both have done for me and others around you, your selflessness and dedication to helping the daughters in Israel is truly inspiring. Thank you for your example. And that is from Sister Jeanette.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was trying to find
ready for the next one?
I am, but just sorry for any delay there. I was actually looking for you, Jeanette. I wanted to reply. Yeah, go ahead. Move on to the next one.
Yes, ma'am. Next one says, shalom and bountiful blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Thank you for this opportunity to give praise to my sisters. Thank you, Granny Barb, for your example of selfless servitude through teaching, caretaking, and deliverance. You are a living example of humility. Thank you, Sister Johanna Moore, for your diligence and exceptional service to our beloved Granny Ruth and your unfailing sacrifice of Shabbat tea every week and sharing your wealth of medical knowledge whenever asked, a woman of no excuses. Granny Diane and Mama Vicky, a pillar of strength and humility, thank you for being an example of holiness and perseverance. Sister Bobby, for your consistent servitude and outpouring of love toward the saints, from meals to desserts and your foresight to make things run smoothly. TT Chef, thank you for your love for Yah's people in feeding them weekly with joy and gladness, for your service to the elders' table each and every Shabbat and feast, from the ice to turning off the lights after all have left. Yah bless you. To Sister Nicole Cooley, for being a true friend and confidant to run this race with, for every encouraging word, for the tears and the praise, all glory to the King. Sister Grateful, Ms. Candace Nelson, thank you for your love for the Father and your desire to serve the King and his people at a moment's notice. Sister Marshala, thank you for your labor of the signs, invitations, menus, and administrative work done behind the scenes, for the dishes you return to wash weekly, an Uber drop-off, and so much joy you share. Yah bless your master's homes abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. From Sister Tamika. So beautiful. I'm really enjoying this. You know, Sister Ashley, when I think about everybody on the land at Straightway, I could literally thank every single sister, every single woman, from the ones that I've met from the first day that we stepped foot on the land, the ones that I've met along the way. They have just truly shown great examples of servitude up to this very day. So it is wonderful hearing the things that are just in my heart as well. It's wonderful hearing them come from the other sisters as another witness. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Speaking of sisters on the land, I want to give a shout-out gratitude to Sister Carolina. Hallelujah, for fighting to love me, being willing to learn me, seeing me for my flaws, pressing to love me and submitting to my project lead. So I want to give a gratitude shout-out to Mama Lily for checking on me when I'm sick, wanting to get me things when I was down for purification, always communicating when she can't make it to her kitchen duties, being an example of walking that hill and moving. Sister Summer, thank you for your tough skin, coming to a new family, huge adjustment, fast adjustment. I don't know anything you had to deal with. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. I don't know, you know. You get join a new family, and we're big. You know what I mean? It's not just Pastor's home. It's the whole land. And anything uncomfortable that you may have had to deal with, you never showed anything on your face, and I appreciate it. Mama Nelly, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiving me, being a great neighbor. You know, Mama Nelly lives right beside me. She be passing goodies all the time, cheese, turkey, bread, apple juice. Y'all know I got the list, right? So thank you, Mama Nelly. Thank you for your gifts. To all my sisters on the land, bless y'all. Marshayla wanted to call in, but she says she's crying. The show is making her cry. She didn't know how much she needed a friend until she moved here and experienced true friendship and true accountability to the partners in her life. And no one would have genuinely asked her in the world how she was doing. And she said, but you asked me, my offline sisters, you check on me. I know I'm loved, and I thank you. Hallelujah. Let's hear another song called Victory. This is featuring Pastor Corey Phillips from Straightway South Carolina United. That's Straightway SC United on YouTube. Here we go.
Hallelujah. All right, we're back with another phone call.
Call us tonight. Guest call in 310-982-4226. I'm going to you, area code 313. All right, let's see if you can hear me. Area code 313, you're live with Mother Jennifer and myself, Sister Ashley. Thanks for calling in tonight. Bless you and shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom. What's up? Bless y'all. This is Sister Pandy.
All
praise to the Most High God.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Pandy. This show got you excited. Share what's on your
yes,
heart.
Yes, it does. So I just definitely want to give a shout out, first and foremost, to the Most High God. To you, Mother Jennifer, and you, Sister Ashley, for your faithfulness and your commitment just to pour into this show, pour into us sisters on this show every Thursday. Hallelujah. And I want to give a shout out to all the Offland sisters, my team. I remember when I first relocated here to Tennessee from Detroit, and one of the many sisters I first met is Sister Narissa. So I truly appreciate her for opening up her home, just getting to know me and my family, and let us stay over there for days, weeks on end, so we wouldn't have to travel back and forth on the Shabbats. And also Sister Marcella, bless her heart, her and her master's household for allowing me and my party of five to stay overnight at her house often. And all the sisters that I call my team that we labor together, doing the dishes, doing snack together, Sister Ijalee, Sister Tamika, Tiasia, Krista, who else? Malia, Constance, Sister Candace, Charmaine, Sister Whitney. I just appreciate her and the professionalism, how she just does the desserts. Just appreciate her. And as well as Monet and Sister Angela and anybody I miss, but I just wanted to give a shout out and thank the sisters. I just truly appreciate our relationship and all glory and honor to all the Orleans Saints, Mother Carol, and I want to shout out to Sister Misty too, because I appreciate her growth and her just putting her hands into labor as well. So, all right, bless y'all. That's all I got. I love
you all,
my dear sisters.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for calling in, Sister Pandy. Bless you. And truly, I'm going to let you go. Truly, I agree with everything that she said. I like that I know all the names of those that you've called. Maybe some of these names tonight are new to you. Hope you're still being, entertained. With our dialogue. I hope that it's still feeding your soul and encouraging and uplifting you in such a negative world, you know, Satan's earth. So let's go to area code 832. Who could it be? Area code 832, you're live or sister to sister?
Shalom and blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. Can y'all hear me?
I can. Shalom. Who are we speaking to?
Shalom. This is Sister Rosa from Houston, Texas.
Bless you, Sister Rosa.
Hello.
You made it back safe. You got in the grind. You're raising your sons. Who's on your heart tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to try not to have a huge long list, but kind of hard not to when there's so many sisters to appreciate. So first, I just want to start off with my Kentucky sisters, Sister Carell, Sister Lucia, Sister De'Ara, Sister Sasha, Kalayla, Mother Rhonda. You know, all my sisters that are up there that started off here in Houston with me, I just wanted to, you know, thank them because, you know, for me, first coming into the faith and the walk, you know, these were my examples of how to be a humble and submissive woman and what a true, holy, righteous woman is supposed to be. And I can definitely say Sister Carell definitely always provoked me to righteousness in that area, you know, her meekness, her submissiveness to her master. And, you know, it was an inspiration to me that these type of women could actually exist. So, and I also want to thank Sister Kalayla and Sister Zasha who assisted me in my master's home with my master's first in the faith, having a home birth that was very new to me. Never even thought that was possible. Was a little fearful in the beginning, but as my faith grew in the Most High, you know, these sisters really tuned into me, really, you know, took care of me and my master and whatever I needed, especially in, you know, my time of travail. It's a very vulnerable time, and I just thank them for being willing to submit and to serve in any capacity, you know, not minding maybe me squeezing them here and there, because, you know, they just truly tuned in to me spiritually on what I needed, and that was a beautiful thing to experience. I've never experienced labor so peaceful until I came to the faith, and I would never have it any other way. And I just want to thank Sister Lucia, because she just has such a beautiful, joyous spirit, uplifting, always encouraging, always in so much love with the Most High, and a beautiful voice as well. very talented in that area. I also would like to thank my sister Sasha for being such a wonderful sister to me in my master's home. Not being a respecter of persons when it comes to loving all the children equally. That sister truly loves the children so much, and we jokingly say she's the baby snatcher, because as soon as Sister Sasha comes around, all the children just stick to her like glue. they truly love her. I would also like to thank Sister Damaris and Sister Denise in Georgia for having such a hospitable spirit from me, my master's home, while we were visiting in Georgia. They truly made us feel at home, and I thank them also for their hospitality and for a righteous example of a polygynous family as well. It was very interesting to see it, you know, in person, and it was just beautiful and wonderful to see. And yeah, willing, if that is what the Most High has for my master in the future, then I look forward to learning and gleaning from those who are in that type of family. And I also bless you, Mother Jennifer, for, you know, your master's home and his example, and just for, you know, willing to, you know, have openly invite us, being that we will be moving closer to the Georgia community up there, my master and his family. You know, we're excited to be able to finally move closer to a community, so we definitely look forward to gleaning from you all. That is another thing that I miss, is having older women to truly learn from, you know, really, I guess, playing catch up on the things that I should have learned, you know, in my younger years. But nevertheless, still thankful for the opportunity that I will be able to glean from you, Mother Jennifer, and any other, you know, older women in the Georgia area. And last but not least, Sister Ashley, I just thank you and all the Straightway Sisters there at the Hub, you know, for also having a hospitable spirit while we were visiting there as well, and just really teaching me, you know, what community life is like, and just being lovers of hospitality, and you as well, Sister Ashley, you know, just really teaching me that, you know, y'all are real people just like all of us, you know, same struggles, and there's nothing to be intimidated by. But I could literally go on and on, but I just want to thank you all, and throw in my sister Victoria as well from Houston. She also, I'd say, brings a healthy balance to my personality. I'm more of the more quiet and reserved, and she knows how to bring a good balance in me. I just want to give a shout out to her as well. Bless you all, and thank you for y'all's continual labor of love through the show. It's truly needed in this time and hour. Bless you all.
Hallelujah. Rosa, thank you. Hey, one quick chat comment says, even after us faking, they still love her. From De'Ara Harris to you, Rosa. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
You already know some inside jokes. Power to the people fist, right, De'Ara? All right, Rosa, we're going to let you go. Move to the next caller. Can you believe it? I got Mother Jennifer, we got phone calls lined up.
That's kind of cool. It's been a while. Hallelujah. Rosa, thank you for your time. All right. Area code 619, we're jumping to you. I don't know who you are yet. Area code 619, who could it be? You're live on the Sister to Sister show.
Shalom, shalom. This is Sister Candace Nelson. Can you hear me okay, my sister?
We hear you loud and clear. Sister Candace, welcome to the show. Yes. Who's on your heart?
Oh, my. Mimi. First, I just want to say thank you, Father, for our shepherd. If it wasn't for him and him following the Father, where would we all be, right? I thank the Father for him and his family, the sacrifices he has made to live this life so that we don't have excuses. I want to thank him for how he has led Mother Carol and Mama Nellie and Sister Summer, and how he has shaped and molded them so that they could be examples for us in this time. Me being an older woman coming in at the time I did, there's so much that I had to divest myself, and I'm still dying to myself, but I'm so grateful for the hub as a whole. Everything that you all do, the love that emanates through your hands when you serve us, every meal that you prepare, every bathroom you clean, everything that you do to make life easy for us or just comfortable when we come, I am very grateful for that. From the time we drove on the land in 2018 to this very day, you all have been so loving and giving. And the love is versatile. It's like there's so many facets to it, and I had to learn what real love looks like. Not that fuzzy feeling that comes from Christianity, but the hardcore love that will confront you when you're wrong and then turn around and love you still, you know? I'm just really grateful that the Father has blessed our family to be able to be a part of this ministry and to still be here. I'm trying to hold back these tears because there's so many, you know. I'm in a place now where I can get to know you all better and you all can get to know me better. And so I'm very grateful for you, Mother Jennifer, Sister Ashley. There's just so many. My Chase Keeping sisters, Sister Pandy, Sister Marshala, Sister Charmaine, Sister Elisheva, Sister Whitney, Sister Tamika, Monet. Thank you, Sister Ajalee. Thank you, Sister Mama Bobby. Every opportunity she has blessed me so tremendously, being able to work with her in the kitchen and learn things. And I just love how she is. I love how direct she can be. I don't take offense to it. I actually just enjoy it. I do. I learn from that. And everyone that has allowed us to come and embrace us as a family, I know we have much growth to take place still. But you've been patient, and you've been loving, and you've been kind, and I am so thankful for that. I'm just thankful for our leaders, Elder Becker, Mama Diane, Mama Lisa, Mama Aya, just the being embraced and loved through our immaturity, our lack of self-control, all these different things that you all have been there every step of the way to help us overcome. Thank you, Sister Nicole, for times that you've worked with me on deliverance. Thank you, Sister Crystal Hardy, for being a very valued friend to me. And that's it. There's really more. I can't really say it's it because always someone that I'm looking to and so grateful for their love towards me. So I bless you all. And thank you for this show. This show impacts me with something new every time I listen. There are times when the master has listened with me, children, and I'd be like, oh, wait, that was good. Oh, Father, you know, it's always something, but I'm so grateful that you all endured this way so that you can be there for us as we come along and grow So bless you tremendously for every single thing you are. Love you and bless you and thank you again. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Hey, as they say in the chat room, Sister Grateful from day one, that's what they've called her. Sister A, if you can find a picture of Sister Candace, go on and post it for this show, because who has been more outwardly expressive of their gratefulness than Sister Candace? Truly, from day one. All right. Thank you for calling in, and good night to you, Sister Candace. At least you'll keep on listening. We're going to go to the next one, area code 615. 615 is right where I'm at. I'm living. 615, let's go to you. Bless you and shalom. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to?
Granny Barb, bless you.
Ah, Granny Barb is listening tonight. Granny Barb, bless you. Shalom.
Oh, Sister Ashley, you know I got my end table. I got my note cards. I mean, you know, you and I have done Bible studies for years, and you know I kind of lost you when you got married. And then I said, well, you know what, Father, at least you give me a Bible study every week with her. I still like that.
Oh, my goodness, Granny Barb. Now I get to lose people when they get married. So now I get it. It's like a breakup. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Probably
all things
pain
work together, though.
They do. But, yes, who's on your heart tonight, Granny Barb?
Well, Sister Ashley, you know, the blessing, I'm listening to some of them that, you know, are on communities, and I've got to give my heart out to the Acts 2, and they believed all that were together, believed, and they had all things in common, sold their possessions and goods, parted them to all men so that every man had need, and they were continually daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, and did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. I give a shout out to my Proverbs 31 sisters here at the Hub. Really love you all. I really thank you. I'm very, very grateful. I know a lot of the jobs and things right now, I'm not on it with you, but please, I do try to keep you all lifted up in prayer, and just thank you so much. And I'm going to quick, Ashley, just go through a few of them and just let you hear what my heart is towards them. Sister Jordan,
yes,
virtuous woman, price far above riches, definitely a meek and quiet worker for Christ. Mother Carol, heart of her husband, does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoil. Total example of womanhood for us here in Israel. Sister Tia, she will do her master good and not evil all the days of her life. Faithfully serves her master. Sister Lina, Sister Carolina, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Unfailing worker there. Sister Cheyenne, she is like the merchant ships, bringeth her food from afar. Sister prepares food continually for Granny Ruth and the brothers, the single brothers. Really appreciate it. She always makes a very good meal for us. We thank you, Sister Cheyenne. Sister Mara, she rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Up early, many, many days. Sometimes doesn't come home. She lives with me. Doesn't come home because she's spending the night at Granny Ruth's house or whatever to get up early in the morning to go to the kitchen. Just really thank you, Sister Amara. You're doing a great job. Sister Angelica, she considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard. She's our floral landscaper, and she's an extraordinarily doing a great job. Even Pastor gave her a shout out. Sister Nellie, she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. Had some time with Sister Nellie in the fitness gym, and when you see her blessings of really wanting to get physically fit, she's just an example to me on that. Sister Summer, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good and her candle goeth not out by night. Example of someone going from 1 to 100 real fast, and she's doing a wonderful job. Sister Tomoko, she layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She's a salad bar worker, cleaned brothers' shower houses for years. She's just an all-around continual worker. We thank you, Sister Tomoko. Sister Adela, she also is a steady supporter of her master's household. She is another one that she layeth her hand to the spindle and her hand hold the distaff. Mother Lillian, she stretches out her hands to the poor, and she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She's an extremely generous woman, and she's definitely a worker in Christ. Sister Diane, she is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's an expert in all the things that Elder Becker needs her to do, and he wears many hats, and she's always running and keeping up with every one of them. We thank you, Granny. Sister Nicole, she maketh herself coverings and tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She's a dedicated seamstress, and boy, I've seen her burn midnight oil trying to get people's outfits out. It's a dedicated worker. We thank you. Sister Lisa, new to the community, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She's definitely elders capable helpmeet. We appreciate you. Sister Vicky, she maketh fine linens and selleth it and delivereth girdles to the merchant. She's a supreme seamstress, and she's definitely an entrepreneur. She has just many, many hats, and we really appreciate you, Sister Vicky. Sister Tammy, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She has unending resolve to get the job done, and she's really an asset to us, and we thank you, Sister Tammy. Sister Ashley, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. What more can we say but to our sister to sister, every week dedicated worker, we appreciate you. Sister Giselle, she looketh well to the ways of her house and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's one that's adding many talents to her own self, and we thank you so much that you're working so hard for us. Sister Abigail, a woman that feareth the master, she shall be praised, definitely striving to succeed. Sister Selah, new to the community, give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gate. She's a greenhouse worker, and she's definitely growing in the master. And Sister Tirza, you also will be one of those that give her the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. You're a coming up daughter of Zion, and we've just really enjoyed watching you grow all these years. Our straightway child born here, we appreciate you and love you, Sister Ashley. Just wanted to give a shout out and tell my sisters here at the Hub, I really appreciate them, and I truly thank all sisters because every one of you all are doing what you should do in Yahweh. We appreciate you. Love you.
Hallelujah. That's absolutely beautiful. Choking back tears myself. It's probably one of my most memorable, favorite things that's ever been written. It was like poetry, honestly, you know. I like how Grandma Barb's mind works, how she can put each person to the verse. That was really beautiful, huh, Mother Jennifer?
Very beautiful. I remember Grandma Barb when Elder and I first visited the land at Straightway, and we were able to stay there for a period of 3 weeks. And I remember Grandma Barb just really took us under her wing, kind of like her, like we were her children. And when we had to leave the land, she had laundry detergent for us. She had water for us. She had food for us to take on the road. And she just really smiled, knowing that she was just sending us off so very well. And I remember her saying, it's my joy to do it. And I love Grandma Barb. And I'll just never, ever forget her kindness. And I'll never forget those days, the beginning times when we first met. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. We have some more callers in the queue, but let's jump back really quick. Let's read another email.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley and all my family in the Most High Yah. I want to give a thanks and shout out to the two women I live with now. My natural mother, Sister Lisa, who is older, coming into the truth. She has changed and grown so much. So much of her life has changed. She came from living alone to now living with the House of Saints with 7 children. She helps us the best she can and is really striving to overcome the flesh each day. It's been a joy getting to re-know the woman who has been in my life since day one. We see your heart, Mother. The other woman is Sister Marie Wafer. She's more in the background, but is very much supportive and following her master as he follows Christ. She, too, has experienced a lot of changes since coming together with saints as we submit ourselves to the House of Unity Saints. Sister Marie goes with the flow, and she is very level in her speech, and she has just wanted to be a help since day one. She has truly humbled me because she's truly sincere in her intent. The Father does all things well. Another shout-out to Sister Saraya. We don't live together, but we see one another almost daily. You have encouraged me, and I love your effort and enthusiasm with the children. You always know how to get them excited about our Yah. Bless you, beloved sister, for all your labor of love every day. Love, Sister Dorothy. Hallelujah. I love the fact, Sister Ashley, that you have women who live with other women, and the words that they have are actually words of kindness. I really do love hearing that. That's something that the world does not have, and they will never have it. And it's truly because they share a bond of Yah with one another. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Let's go to the phone line. There you go, 470. 470, you're live on Sister to Sister. Shalom. Bless you. Who are we speaking to?
Bless you. I'm Sister Josiah from Straightway, Alabama.
Hallelujah. What did you say your name was? Josiah?
Josiah.
Oh, okay. Bless you. Welcome. Hallelujah. Who's on your heart tonight?
I see Sister Sandra from Straightway, Georgia.
Hallelujah. Is there anything you'd like to say to her if she's listening?
I want to say thank you for everything you've done, because she's helped me spiritually with everything I've had to deal with. If I had anything that I was going through, I knew I could go to her and she would help me with anything I had. And if she didn't have answers, she'd figure it out, and then she'd tell me when she figured it out. And I could always depend on her. She helped me to receive the Holy Spirit, and I just want to thank her tonight for everything she's done for me.
Hallelujah. Do you mind sharing how old you are, sweetheart?
12.
You're 12 years old. Is there anything you'd like to say to anyone who's trying to get the Holy Spirit and doesn't have it yet?
Just keep striving.
Hallelujah. Just keep striving. Bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. Your voice is a delight to my ears. I'm going to play something for you, all right? You have a good night. Keep on
listening.
There's
one more.
Oh, please. Go ahead. Don't let me rush you.
My sister. Shalom.
And who is your yes, go ahead.
This is Sister Jemiah.
Hi, Jemiah.
I have a couple of people I want to thank tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
First, I want to thank my mom for being a really, really great example and showing me how to grow. Then I want to thank Mother Jennifer for being an awesome example. Even when she's in a rush and might be a little frustrated, she knows how to keep herself together, and that's a really good example. I also want to thank Sister Summer for just being an encouragement and helping me just to serve Yah and know that I'm only here to do what he's telling me to do and no one else. I also want to thank Sister Tita for everything she's taught me and everything she's helped me with spiritually, telling me about myself and not being afraid of my feelings. I also want to thank my sister Gabby for everything she does. She is just someone I can go to and depend on all the time. The way she cooks is amazing, and I love it so much. I also want to thank Sister Natiri and Sister Jasmine for their example and everything that they do for everybody. And last but definitely not least, I want to thank all of my sisters, Jazaria, Jayla, Madison, and Mariah, for being someone that we can all go to each other and help each other and laugh, but also be serious and work together and help each other through our problems.
If you wasn't crying before now, now's the time. I'm really choking it back. This is what we love the Father for. This is what we come together for. This is what we die daily for, you know, to hear out of the mouth of babes the praise of the Father, and to hear that they would have any examples amongst us going through the pain of restoration, dying to ourselves in the ways and the culture that has put all this into us. Us willingly following, of course. But to hear your praises tonight, I just give all glory to the Most High Yah, for without him, you would know none of them, and none of them would be an example for you. And I bless his holy name. Thank you for your phone call. Is there anything else you girls would like to say?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Mother Jennifer, this is for all the young ladies listening tonight, the young girls that are trying for the Holy Spirit, that are striving, wondering who to be, how to be, praying. Hallelujah.
I can. you're walking in His power.
I will guard my heart and believe. I know the enemy will come to steal, but I am the chosen.
You, my love, can.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Child of the promise, let's be honest, there's no one like you. You have been chosen, and you must know this, that there is power in you. Let it move through you. It is proof to prove you are one of His. You got it?
I got it.
Always remember to let it move through you in Holy Spirit. It is proof to prove you are one of His.
I can.
You can.
I can.
You, my love, can.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah for that phone call. Let's see. Area code 770. Have I pulled you up yet? I don't think so. You're still in my queue. Area code 770. You're live. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. How you doing?
Hallelujah. Shalom. Bless you. Yes, we can hear you. Let everyone know who we're speaking to.
This is my mom, C. And yes, ma'am, I just want to say thank you to both of you for the love that you have to all of us. I will include myself in there, but it's really a big love every Thursday that you show to all the sisters. I hope that they can see it the same way that I do. And I just want to say thank you to a few sisters, if I can.
Absolutely, Mom. Take your time.
Okay. I want to say thank you to my sisters, Strayway, South Carolina, Sister Shalea, and Sister Justin, and Sister Margaret. I've been fellowship with them for the last few months, and they are amazing. They accepted me like I've been fellowship with them for years, and they accepted me. And it's wonderful. I really feel like home. And I want to say thank you to Sister Aya. Sister Aya, you always remember me, and I really appreciate that. Even, we don't talk that much, but she always keep me in touch for what she's doing, and I really appreciated that. And there is a sister called Sister Bridget from Goshen. I think I'm saying it right this time. And I want to say thank you for always checking on me. You always are checking to see how I'm doing, and I really appreciate that. And my dear Sister Denise from Georgia, that's a wonderful sister, always, keeping in touch with me. And I want to say, Sister Damaris, thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing to your daughters. It make me very, very happy because you teach them to call me Nana or Grandma. And it's amazing because I see them like, my real grandchildren, and I appreciate that. So that's all that I want to say. And thank you to you, Sister Ashley, and thank you for all your children, because they also make me very, very happy when I go and stay in your house, especially Jack Orr. And I promise next time I will not teach him anymore how to walk with my cane. But I just want to say that.
Oh, my goodness. Bless y'all for you, Mom Muncie. I'll let you speak, Mother Jennifer.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Mom Muncie. We love you dearly, and we miss seeing you in Georgia, but we know that your fellowship with South Carolina has been sweet, And every time we see you, it truly is a joy. So blessings to you. We love you dearly, just like our own mother. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Mama. See, y'all are waiting on you. And it's our little joke behind the scenes, y'all. She would give him her cane, and he would play with it. He loved it. Now he tries to take Mama Lily's, and I sent her a video of Mama Lily being swarmed by my 10-month-old yanking her cane as she tried to walk. So Mama Lily also just sat down and let him have it. But anyway, just some fun jokes that families have behind the scenes. Everyone in the chat room is grateful for you too, Mom, and thanks for your call. A lot of people are giving shout-outs and bless yous to you.
Thank you, Sister Ashley. I love you all, and I love all the sister in Strayway, Georgia. And forgive me, but I'm getting old, and driving over there is kind of a little hard for me doing it. But I promise that one of this day I will surprise you all. And shalom and bless you.
Shalom and bless you. Oh, that's a beautiful call. Yes, it's shorter. That's why I asked her about driving up to South Carolina, too, and not Georgia. Yep, she said it's shorter. She found out it was much, much shorter to be traveling on the Sabbath day. I'm glad that we have a fellowship. I'm glad that she has the strength to make it, too. And as I always laugh with her, praise the Most High Jah. That's what she says, praise the Most High Jah. I'm glad you love the Most High Jah. Hallelujah, as she smiles. Area code 678. Erico 678,
you're
liable, sister to sister. Shalom.
Shalom, can you hear me?
Yes, very clear. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sister Madison from Straightway Cleveland.
Madison, Straightway Cleveland. Go on and let everyone know how old you are, Maddie.
I'm 13.
13. Who's on your heart tonight?
Okay, I have a couple of people.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
First, I'd just like to thank Manny, or Sister Sonia, and Sister Christina for being such loving and patient teachers with me. I'd also like to thank Sister Alexia and Sister Selena for being this beautiful example, very kind, and always pouring into me and correcting me when needed. And I'd also like to thank Sister Mariah at Straightway, Georgia, for being a true friend and sticking with me through thick and thin and for always loving me no matter what. And I'd also like to thank you, Sister Ashley, and you, Mother Jennifer, for just being righteous examples. And Sister Janice and Straightway Goshen, she has been an inspiration and very encouraging and just a beautiful example for me as well.
Praise Yah. I can't hold my tears back when our young daughters call in. Just a flood of things comes to my mind, all perfect peace, of course. But God bless the Most High Yah for you, Maddie, for your family. And thank you for loving the Most High Yah. Thank you for finding strength in righteous women and wanting to pattern yourself after that righteousness. Bless you.
Bless you. Oh, I have one more thing.
Yes.
One more person. I would also like to show gratitude towards all my sisters at Straightway, Alabama.
Straightway,
I love y'all
Alabama.
Very
much. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay. Bless you, Sister Ashley.
Bless you.
Bless you, Mom. This is Sister Natiri.
Hey, Natiri. I know
bless
you're thinking of somebody to love.
Yes, I have a list. I'm making short, okay? So first and foremost, I would like to thank Sister Jasmine, my sister wife, my best friend, someone who has long suffered with me and continues to long suffer with me through my many trials and tribulations. She has truly taught me how to be a real nurturer for my husband's children, all of them. And I just really, really appreciate her for that. And I continue to grow, and I continue to grow and love her till the King comes. Next, I want to thank you, Sister Ashley, because, like I always tell you, you are just a true soldier for Yah. You have showed me how to endure, love, and continually encourage other sisters while going through tribulation. Because I notice a lot of times if we're going through something, it's hard to encourage others. But through your example, you have showed me how to do that. And I truly appreciate that. And I honor your time, your words of wisdom, and your friendship towards me. Mother Jennifer, I want to tell you that I love you so much, and I truly appreciate this, your righteous example, your fervent charity, your love, always being there for me, always being there for my husband's household, down to the children. I just want to tell you that I love you and I appreciate you. I want to thank Auntie, Sister Chandra, who is like up all times of night like I am. And if I ever just need to send a text and I have a question, she is like always up to respond. And I just really appreciate you, Auntie. You are quiet. You like to be in the background, but I just want to know, I just want you to know that I see you and I appreciate you. Next is Sister Carolina. Sister Carolina has always been there as a big sister to encourage me. She is stern when she needs to be, but over the years I hope she sees that my positive fruit that she's been talking to me about over the years. I just want to tell her thank you for being on me, you know, because I need that. I need her sternness, her toughness, but I know it's all in love and in the Father. My Straightway Georgia sisters, I'm going to miss seeing y'all every day, but I know I will see y'all every Shabbat, and I just appreciate the growth, the long-suffering, the longevity that we've had the last four years that we've been, my husband's household has been in the ministry, so Sister Charita, Damaris, Selena, even Sister Hadassah, Bonnie, Mama T, Sister Denise, Monique, I love y'all all. And Straightway Cleveland, Sister Sonia, Nanny, and Sister Christina and Sister Allie will be home on first day. So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Bless y'all.
Glory, bless you. I know they heard it too. Bless you, bless you. Hug Maddie for me. Shalom and good night. We have two more callers, so that's going to be the last two phone calls for tonight. We're going to finish up our emails. I hope this has encouraged each of you. Even if your name wasn't called, there is someone who greatly appreciates you. Let's go to area code 706. 706. You're live on the Sister to Sister Show. Welcome and shalom.
Shalom. This is Sister Mariah from Straightway, Georgia. Can you all hear me?
Yes, this is Sister Mariah from Straightway, Georgia. Is this Elder's daughter, Mariah?
Yes, ma'am.
Mariah, you impressed me with your maturity and love for the Father, and I give praises to the Most High for your example. Please share whatever or whoever's on your heart tonight, and thank you for calling us.
Yes, ma'am. I actually have a list of people I would like to thank tonight. First off, I would like to thank my dad, Elder Rufus, for being the man he is and following Pastor Dowell and Pastor Dowell following Christ. Second off, I wanted to thank my mom, Mother Jennifer, for being a true Proverbs 31 woman and showing me an example of what I should be when I grow up to be a true wife. Next, I would like to thank my sister, Madison, for always being a true friend, true sister. You know, when I'm sick and stuff, she will always polo me, ask me how I'm doing, and that was just really encouraging. Third, I would like to thank the little sisters and all the sisters in Bama. I'd like to thank Jemiah, Sister Natalia, Jazaria, Jayla, Sister Tanisha, Sister Latoya, Sister Gabby. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Sister Capricia. I like to thank all of them. for being a true example of a Proverbs 31 woman. I would also like to thank you, Sister Ashley, for always encouraging me to strive and be a Proverbs 31 woman and follow Mother Jennifer, all my moms. You have always been encouraging to me. Every time I went Straightway, you would always give me a word of encouragement. I would like to thank Sister Charita for being the woman she is. When I would have questions, and if it would be like a question I had to go to somebody else for, she would always be the one there for me. Same with Sister Selena and Sister Alexia in Straightway, Alabama. I appreciate all of y'all. My other moms, Sister Bonnie, Sister Auntie, being a good example to me. And no matter what I was going through, they will always give me two encouraging words. They will always be strong. And they have always been a great example for me ever since I met them. Celeste, I want to thank. There's a lot of people. Sister Damaris, I would like to thank her for always being a true example and teaching me how to be a true woman, correcting me when I'm wrong. Even at the times when I wasn't ready for correction, I would know that I was really struggling and I really need it. I believe that is it. I do not think, if I left you out, I'm so sorry. I'm grateful for you too. Yes, I think that is it, Sister Ashley.
You are a joy to hear and a delight to listen to your voice as you speak every word, as you thank everyone that was on your heart tonight. I really, really mean that. Just want to say to the audience, you know, we have little eyes, you know, young children that are watching us and learning everything that they do after us, you know, and chiefly, of course, their fathers and their mothers and their families. But I'm just encouraged that the Most High Yah Spirit, I believe, has led each one of them to call in tonight so that we would not be so self-absorbed to forget them, you know. I got to say that when we battle and we fight our own fights emotionally and mentally, and we may forget them, you know, but it's on my mind not to do that anymore. Hallelujah.
Oh,
but
I have more people. I forgot.
I'm good. Hallelujah.
Yes. I would like to thank Sister Jasmine and Sister Natiri for always being true examples for me and all the daughters of Zion. Sister Jasmine, she is very encouraging. She corrects me when I know I'm wrong, even at that time when I'm not ready to receive correction. She still corrects me, and later on, I thank her because I know I need. Sorry for the loud noise. and I know I needed that correction. Same with Sister Natiri. She is very correcting, and I really appreciate her for being that woman when she's not scared to correct somebody. Yes, that is all. Bless you. Shalom.
Bless you and shalom. Very well spoken. Appreciate the call. Last phone call tonight is area code 470. Area code 470, you are live on the Sister Show. Shalom. Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Hallelujah. Who are we speaking to tonight?
Natalia.
Natalia. How old are you, sweetheart?
I am 13.
You are 13. Thank you so much for calling in so we can hear and hear your heart. We do care, and we appreciate everyone that you want to give your gratitude and shout out to. Take a moment. Go ahead and let us know who you're thinking about this evening.
I just want to thank all my sisters on Straightway, Alabama, for helping me feel welcomed. I had a hard time through my faith. And I just want to thank them for helping me feel like I have a family here, being my family, and showing so much love and support. I want to thank them so much for all that they have done for me. And I also want to thank y'all for being there for me, even when I didn't even think sometimes he was there, but he was there. And I also want to thank my mother, Sister Gabby, and my father, Brother Adam, for always believing in me that one day I would come in this way.
Is that it, sweetheart? I don't want to rush you.
Yes, ma'am, that is all.
I don't know if any of you remember the show that we did where we interviewed Sister Gabby in her selfless journey to care for Adam and his body. He had a car accident and paraplegic, I think is what you would call it. But Gabby and Adam, we had a great show. And she mentioned her daughter on that show. And between that show and now, her daughter is now living with them and no longer with, or should I even just share, no longer in the world, but you're living with the saints and you're being set apart and you have come home. And I praise the Most High Yah for that. Thank you so much for sharing your tears. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, daughter.
Bless you.
All right, shalom, shalom. Beautiful call. Absolutely beautiful. Praise the Father for whatever he's doing and whatever he's trying to get us to think about and to ponder tonight. Hallelujah. I had personal shout-outs. They're unnecessary, but I do want to say Jordan, Tirza, Angelica, Adele, Mother, Tomoko, those who I didn't say my words towards. May the Most High Yah shine his face and favor upon you all the days of your life. And I'm glad to know you. Glad to live with you. Let's go back to the inbox. Mother Jennifer, let's go back to the inbox. What a delight to hear those calls. Do you want to say anything about that, even your daughter's call, before you read?
Yes, ma'am. You know, when I heard Mariah from Straightway, Georgia, I was like, Mariah? Who's Mariah? And then I'm like, oh, our Mariah. So, yes, ma'am. It's a blessing to hear that the young daughters are just grateful and excited to have women in their lives that they can glean from, you know, and just look up to. So that really is encouraging. I love them all very dearly. I did get a text message. There was a daughter trying to call in, and she said the line was full. So I want to read her thanks. This is from Sister Amelia. She says that she wants to thank her papa, Brother Ronnie Rodriguez from Straightway Studios, and her mother, Sister Rachel Rodriguez, for pouring into her. Sister Kiana, siblings, Leela, and leadership, Sister Koya and Madison and Sammy, Talia, Ariana, Sister Aaliyah, and her sister Crystal. And she says, I thank y'all for leading my family here. And that's all we've got. So bless you, Sister Amelia. I hope I read everything correctly. And thank you so much for your words of gratitude. Sister Ashley?
Amelia, bless you. Nashville, I want to give the Most High praise for your high standards. I'm sure that you feel that high standard pressing you towards the mark of the Most High Yah, calling you every day. And appreciate your group. Amelia, thank you for your shout-outs. Thank you for helping your mother. Hallelujah. And, yeah, next thing would be Alexia. Bless you. You're on my heart. I love seeing you, your growth. Gosh, you was a little girl when you first started coming around. Now you're such a big sister. Hallelujah. Selena, bless you. And Mother Jennifer, back to you for the emails.
Yes, ma'am. Next email says, bless you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. Thank you for the opportunity to show our gratitude towards our sisters on this platform, I'd like to express my appreciation and gratitude for the sister I have in Sister Constance McNabb. Ever since I've been in her husband's home, we have strived to love one another the way Yah says to love your sister, break down walls, cry together, laugh together, have intimate talks. I truly thank her for the time she spends with the children, doing things with them. I've had to realize I can't do it all, and she fills that gap beautifully. I was just telling you yesterday how much I appreciate you and how you think of and consider the children. Thank you, my sister, for being determined to love us. We all we got. And that is from Sister Malia to Sister Constance. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Sister Ashley?
Beautiful. I enjoy hearing that, knowing that Constance and Malia both, you know, any of us who would have to be put under one roof together, you have things to die out to and things to change, things to share and things to grow and iron and tears to cry, everything they've already said, but it can only be imagined that you would have such growth, you know what I mean, when you both love the Father. And it speaks to the reverence and respect of Brother John McNabb, and I want to give a shout-out to all our off-land brothers, you know, who have brought their women towards the way and the walk, and I want to thank everybody who selflessly allows them to come here or to donate any form of monetary money or desserts or things that they do. The off-landers are really, really a part of us, so we've gotten really close. I appreciate them in my heart, and I lift them up in prayer. Jennifer, back to the emails.
Yes, ma'am. Next one says, Shalom and blessings, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. All praises to the Most High Yah. Thank you for another beautiful episode of Sister to Sister. It's hard for me to find the words to appreciate my love and appreciation for one particular sister. I know I've never been to the hub, but I have to say I've experienced a tremendous amount of support system. Mama Diane, you know I love you so much. My words will never be enough to express my gratitude. I thank the Father for you. You've been my mentor, poured so much into me, loved me, and because of the love of the Father I see in you through the love of his people, you make me strive to be holy. Sister Tomah, Tamika, and Rachel Regis, thank you for being such a warm welcome of so much kindness and warmth when I was very new in the ministry. Thank you for making me feel home far away from home. Sister Aya, Sister Wenda, Sister Carla, Sister Sharon, Sister Jane, Sister Carrie, you make me strive for righteousness every day despite being scattered away from the saints like you all. Mother Carol, Mother Jennifer, and Sister Ashley, I bless your master's homes immensely. You're such good examples for us to follow. Thank you for your love of labor every week pouring into us. I gain so much wisdom from you every single new and old sister to sister. Thank you for making fellowship possible for all of us. I learn a lot from you during our once a week fellowships. You are my example of iron sharpening iron. You do it so with so much joy, strength, endurance, and love. Because of you, I believe it's doable. I probably didn't mention everyone in here, but I hope you know how much I appreciate and love you. I'm humbled and grateful to know you. Bless you well. Love, Sister Hannah. Hallelujah. How beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Sister Ashley?
Yes, from Africa. Yes, we got to give that shout out all the way from Africa. It's beautiful. Out of that entire continent, there's only a couple of you that we even know by name. Hallelujah. All right, next email.
Next email says, Shalom, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I wanted to send my love and gratitude for Sister Bobby and Sister Carolina. Both these women have been like a mother to me, pouring into me and correcting me in so much love. I also want to share my gratitude for Sister Constance, Malia, and Tiasia, my neighbors. They always make themselves available to help and serve the saints. I'm so grateful for the friendship that I'm building with them and with the sisters at the hub. And that is from Sister Galanda. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
Galanda, bless your labor. It's coming up. Thank you for every hour and moment of your time that you selflessly gave us while you were pregnant. Hallelujah. Now your time and attention and efforts are going to be going to your new one, your little one, and it's going to be a huge adjustment. Don't ever forget that you have poured into this this time. You've used it wisely, and you've done so much. So, man, just freely give that newborn baby all that it needs, and don't even think about us. Of course, you're gonna think about us. We're gonna think about you, and we're gonna bring things to you. But don't worry about us. Don't worry about your labor shifting from working with your hands to working with your baby. Hallelujah. Mom Jennifer, next email.
The next email says, blessings, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. I first of all would like to thank the two of you for faithfully and tirelessly pouring into the women and daughters each week on this great broadcast. May Yah continue to strengthen you, favor you, and bless you for generations to come. I also would like to thank every single sister in the ministry who I've ever fellowshiped with, served with, and shared testimonies with. You all have truly brought great joy into my life, and I'm forever thankful for the set-apart sisterhood only found in Yah at Straightway. I also would like to bless and send my love to my Nashville tribe. Each of my sisters are valuable, submissive, appreciated, and well-loved. I see and acknowledge the growth in each of us, and I'm excited for what Yah has in store for each of you as we continue being selfless in His perfect will. I truly thank the Father for each of you being in my life. Keep striving in excellence. We are Israel. Bless you all well, Sister Koya. Sister Ashley?
Oh, you just don't know how precious you are, sisters who are submitted to a project leader or a community leader's wife. You just don't know how easy you take that mental stress off and make it lighter for a woman who didn't ask for the job but does it with all her heart, you know. I'm not speaking for Sister Koya at all. I've never even spoke to her about this. I just know from my position as a project leader here, you just appreciate women that follow so much, you know, with the same mind. So praise Yah. Love to hear those type of testimonies of the sisters who have that mind with their groups. I love that. Next email.
Next email says, Shalom and blessings, Sister Ashley, Mother Jennifer, and Straightway Sisters. I'm Sister Allison from Australia. I thank Yah for Sister Carrie and Brother Abraham. Thank you for opening up your home when me and the children came up. Thank you for being patient with us, for loving Yah. Thank you, Sister Carrie, for being a true sister to me, for the strength in you from Yah, for being there for me, keeping me encouraged and giving words of wisdom. Yah bless you, my sister. I love you. Thank you, Sister Ashley, for being there for me through the emails to keep going to the Father in everything. Thank you, Mother Jennifer, for your words of wisdom and encouragement not to get distracted. Thank you to Sister Aya, Sister Tammy, sisters in the Shabbat Skype Fellowship, and sisters in Marco Polo. Thank you all for the love you have in Yah. I love you all in Yah. Yah's blessings to your master's home, and that is from Sister Allison Carr from Australia. Hallelujah.
Hey,
Sister Ashley.
Bless you, Sister Allison Carr from Australia. Look, I know if Tammy listens or listening, she's smiling, she talks about you, she's encouraged, and anytime I've said, hey, you guys want to give a shout-out to anybody tonight, she says Allison. Hallelujah. So hopefully you've heard those times on the show. If not, you hear it tonight. Thanks for listening in. So far away, be encouraged. All right, next email.
Next email says, I just want to give a shout-out to Sister Erica Polidor for always making herself available, always encouraging me to keep going, speaking the truth and doing it in love. Even when she's busy, I can hear noise in the background when she talks. She's still very focused on our conversation while juggling her children or whatever else she's doing. She always speaks plainly and has continued to encourage me to focus more and more on the Father. I'm just very grateful for her, and that is from Sister Shabritney. Hallelujah. Sister Ashley?
See, it's Tammy texting me saying, love you, Allison. See, how did I know you, Tammy? How did I know if you was listening, you was sending your love to Allison? Shabritney, bless you. Shabritney has children, two different ages, of course, but also a boy and a girl, and I just want to encourage you to teach them in their roles. Teach them in their roles. You know, you're going to handle them completely different. And let's go ahead and write that down, Zakina. Keep a running note for the things that we're going to talk about in future shows, just how to rear up boys and girls together but differently and respectfully. We'll reach out to some of the moms for feedback and pull that show together. Do we have any more emails, Mother Jennifer? Is that it?
I think I see one more, Sister Ashley. It says, thank you, Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer, for this blog talk. I have so much gratitude for my sister Damaris. From the first Shabbat I met her, I could see that she always put Yah first, whether it's lending a listening ear, offering a helping hand, or simply being there for me in spiritual warfare and deliverance. She has always been there. Your unwavering commitment to serve the saints behind the scenes has had a profound impact on me. I want to thank you for being a shining example of love, kindness, and honesty. Your genuine care and concern for those around you have not gone unnoticed. Your actions have shown me what it truly means to be meek and quiet. I have also witnessed your personal growth. Your resilience and determination are truly admirable, and they inspire me to strive to become closer to Yah. You have taught me the importance of never giving up and always pushing forward, no matter the obstacles that may come my way. Ms. Damaris, I'm truly grateful to have you as my sister, and thank you for loving me more than I love myself. From Sister Jeanette. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Sister Ashley?
Sammy, thank you for receiving me. Hallelujah. I see you at your expected end without flaw and failure and perfect in the state you're in. That's what I see. That's my heart. A.S. is very grateful that the Abiyah has put us all together, even from long distances between the sisters, all as possible in the Most High Yah. Mother Jennifer, go ahead and end the show from your end, and we'll play a song. Bless you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to forget this one. This is for little Adiah. Let me read this one. It says, Shalom and blessings to you, Mother Jennifer and Sister Ashley. I want to send gratitude to my little sister Adiah from the house of Pastor Corey. I really appreciate your love and kindness towards me. You have always been a motivation to me. I love the way when you set your mind on things, it gets done. I admire your courage. I love you. And send blessings to the house of Pastor Corey Phillips from Jordan Teamer, the house of Elder Miguel. So beautiful testimonies. Bless you, Daughters of Zion. I really enjoyed this broadcast of us lifting up one another. I love you all dearly. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Hey, let me play another song. And Akina can blow that shofar at the end of tonight's show. Remember, all throughout tonight, I wanted to reference Straightway South Carolina for their talent and their selflessness in giving their voice and their instruments to the Most High Yah. I hope that we can continue to grow those volume lists and those hit lists from Goshen, from South Carolina, and from those who have that talent. I'm very thankful to give the children righteous songs. I'm very thankful that the children that are growing up, this is really their favorite music. And I just appreciate it with all my heart. Let's go out tonight with Dance Like David from Straightway, South Carolina United. Find them on YouTube, Straightway SC United. Go ahead and subscribe and listen to those Tribal Tots, Volume 1 and 2, and go all the way back to, oh, you know what, y'all? Maybe I should play that one right now. Once I hyped all the Dance Like David up, maybe I need to find, hey, y'all give me just a second. Go back 9 years ago on Straightway South Carolina. That's a separate YouTube page, okay? They now have one called Straightway South Carolina United. Go back to Straightway South Carolina, Straightway SC, and you'll hear my favorite song. Hey, you know my favorite song might change next week, right? And it's okay to say that. But I'm telling y'all, Sakina, you're going to love this one. Hit that shofar at the end of this song. And may the Most High Yah receive all the praise for for everyone that we know, everyone we called on tonight, everyone we lifted up with our voice and said thank you to. May the love that we have inside of us manifest openly and outwardly to one another, because fear feels the same inside of all of us, and there's no perfect love, right, without that fear. We got to move that fear out of the way. Here it goes. Bless y'all. Thank you for listening tonight. Good night.
You smash my head.